Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
With its message of cultural sovereignty and self-determination, Brian Friel's Translations is a drama of colonization, which is surely one of the greatest plays of the 20th century. But Ukraine's National Theatre are on the way to Dublin, to the Abbey Theatre, where they will perform their version of Translations from Tuesday the 20th of June. Now, earlier I spoke with Anastasia Pavlenko, who's the assistant producer for the show, and I began by asking her why the National Theatre of Ukraine chose Brian Friel's Translations.
We picked this play because we feel the strong connection with the Irish people and with the Irish history. And actually, we came up with the idea to stage Translations in 2020. And even then, it was relevant and resonated with the society. Mm-hmm. But the production was held up by the COVID and the other stuff. And after the full-scale invasion, then the theater opened. I think we opened in April 2022. We realized that this play is about what's happening to us right now. Mm-hmm. The text is so resonated with our souls.
And I can understand how it would resonate, given the themes of cultural independence and self-determination and the persistence of a people against an oppressor. Like, it would be understood by Ukrainians, obviously, now, and by Irish people as well. So can I ask you, how big of a challenge is it for the National Theatre in Ukraine to move from Kyiv to Dublin for this production?
Oh, it's a huge challenge, really. It's a challenge because every night Russians are bombing us. Every night we have air raid attack. We had a huge tragedy a couple days ago with the blew up of dam and with this huge floating about all Ukraine, and it's very upset, and it is so hard to reach the Dublin with all our props, costumes. We have to take a permission from the Ministry of Defense because our men can't cross the border because of the war. Mm-hmm. So it's huge, but we did all this stuff, and I hope next week we will meet Dublin.
Do you have a special message, Anastasia, to any Ukrainian person who would be listening and who would like to see the drama?
I can say that with this tour, first of all, we want to express our gratitude to the Irish people who have opened their hearts and houses to the Ukrainians. And also, we want to bring some piece of homeland to the Ukrainians who left their houses and now live in Ireland. And we want to show that we are still alive in Ukraine, that we are keep fighting, and we need your help and support from the west of the Europe, and we feel it, and it help us to keep fighting. It really helps.
Okay.
I think you even don't understand how much it helps us. And even this tour, it's the hugest inspiration.
Well, I'm sure, as I say, people will flock to the Abbey Theatre to see it. Tickets are available for €5 for all people displaced by war or the crisis, which is quite a good incentive to go and see it. And it will be of a superb standard, because I know you've done Irish work in the National Theatre in Ukraine before, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've done the work of Martin McDonagh, is that right?
Yes, we've done The Cripple of the Englishman. And our theatre actually love Irish theme in the art because, as I said before, we feel this strong connection with the history, with the historical events. And our director admired with the island, and we are so happy to got this invitation from the Abbey Theatre and to come to Dublin and finally meet in person this wonderful nation.
Well, I can tell you that the Abbey Theatre is an historical place here in Ireland, and you will be making history when you arrive and perform translations, Brian Friel's translations as the National Theatre Company in Ukraine. Anastasia Pavlenko, we look forward to it, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'd say they'll get big crowds to that. That was Anastasia Pavlenko, as I say, who's the assistant producer with the Ukrainian National Theatre, who will be bringing its production of Brian Friel's translations to the Abbey stage from Tuesday the 20th to Saturday the 24th of June. And tickets are available for €5 for all people displaced by war or crisis.